Welcome to the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, eager to share today's top business stories with you. NewsRamp.com selects the latest news from leading sources, ensuring you get the most pertinent information. A quick reminder, this podcast is created with the help of AI and AI voices, but the stories we cover are entirely real. You can find the full news articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Friday evening, October 24th, 2025, and we've curated an intriguing lineup of business and corporate news for you today. So whether you're in transit, at the gym, or at home, join us as we begin. Starting off with our first headline. Investor news breaks. NRx Pharmaceuticals Inc., NASDAQ NRXP, advancing two-pronged approach to bring innovative therapies to market. NRx Pharmaceuticals Inc., NRxP, is advancing a two-pronged approach to bring innovative therapies to market. The company recently refiled an abbreviated new drug application for Ketafree, a preservative-free intravenous ketamine formulation. This filing follows FDA approval of NRx's suitability petition to eliminate benzethonium chloride, a chemical preservative. NRx aims to provide a safer version of ketamine for hospital and outpatient use. Additionally, NRx is advancing NRx-100, a preservative-free ketamine product, under a new drug application for the treatment of suicidal depression. NRx-100 has been granted fast-track designation by the FDA for potential expedited review. NRx Pharmaceuticals is a clinical-stage biopharmaceutical company developing therapeutics for central nervous system disorders, including suicidal bipolar depression, chronic pain, and PTSD.
DataVault AI, DVLT, expands global footprint with Swiss partnership and strong growth outlook. DataVault AI, a pioneer in AI-powered data valuation and monetization, has partnered with Max International AG to launch the Swiss Digital RWA Exchange, providing transparency and compliance in financial environments. With a 2026 revenue guidance of $40 million to $50 million and growth from acquisitions and licensing agreements, DataVault AI is leading the way in building a regulated, data-driven global economy. The company's cloud-based platform offers solutions in acoustic science and data science divisions, serving multiple industries with customizable AI and machine learning automation. Learn more about DataVault AI at www.datavaultsite.com. Investor news breaks: Nikola Mining Inc. TSXV, NEM, OTCQB, CEO shares blue sky potential in recent podcast. Nikola Mining Inc. CEO Peter Espig recently shared the company's blue sky potential in a podcast, highlighting its unique position in the market. With fully permitted operations at the Merit Mill, Nikola Mining is already generating revenue and advancing its portfolio of precious metals assets. This approach sets them apart from traditional junior mining companies stuck in a cycle of fundraising. By combining cash flow with exploration opportunities, Nikola Mining offers investors a rare chance to benefit from tangible results while also tapping into the potential of exploration plays. To learn more about Nikola Mining and its projects, visit their website at www.nikolamining.com.
Investor news breaks: why Fairchild Gold Corp is one to watch. Fairchild Gold Corp is making waves in the mineral exploration sector with its focus on projects with historical production, multi-metal potential, and modern exploration methods. The company's Nevada Titan project and Golden Arrow project in Nevada, along with the Fairchild Lake property in Ontario, showcase its commitment to unlocking the potential of mineralized systems. Fairchild aims to build long-term value through responsible development practices and AI integration. For more information on Fairchild Gold Corp, visit their website at www.fairchildgold.com. Fairchild Gold, FAIR, announces major asset acquisition, high-profile advisory board appointments. Fairchild Gold, trading on the TSX.V under the symbol FAIR, has announced a major asset acquisition with the Golden Arrow Project. This move aims to establish a world-class Nevada-focused portfolio, according to Executive Chairman Nicholas Perrault. The project includes the Gold Coin and Hidden Hill resource areas. Additionally, Fairchild has appointed Malcolm Smith and Ambassador Hans H. Hertel to its strategic advisory board. By acquiring the Golden Arrow Project, Fairchild is strategically positioning itself in Nevada's mining landscape. The Vancouver-based company has signed a memorandum of understanding with Emergent Metals Corp to secure 100% ownership of the property. This acquisition is complemented by the expansion of Fairchild's advisory team with industry veterans. For more information, investors can visit the company's newsroom. Rocks and Stocks is a specialized communications platform offering insights into the mining industry within the dynamic brand portfolio at IBN. Drive toward new gold production advances at LaFleur Minerals Inc. CLFLR, OTCQB LFLRF. Beacon Mill site in renowned Quebec Greenstone Belt. LaFleur Minerals Inc., a gold explorer and near-term producer, is making significant progress towards restarting gold production at its Swanson Gold Deposit in Quebec's Abitibi Greenstone Belt. The company is currently conducting a 7,500-meter drill program, with assay results indicating multiple mineralized zones suitable for open-pit operations. LaFleur's fully permitted gold mill, located just 60 kilometers from the Swanson site, has the capacity to process over 750 metric tons per day. With a district-scale 18,304-hectare Swanson site, LaFleur is well-positioned for potential expansion. The company aims to begin production early next year, following a de-risked bulk sample from Swanson. For more information, investors can visit the company's newsroom. Investor news breaks. Isotropic Corporation, CSE, IZO, 1R3. Featured in Network Newswire editorial on AI-driven breast cancer imaging, Isotropic Corporation, listed on the CSE as ISO, the OTCQB as F, and the FSE as 1R3, has been featured in a Network Newswire editorial focusing on AI-driven breast cancer imaging. The editorial discusses how AI technology is revolutionizing medical imaging, particularly in the early and accurate detection of breast cancer. Isotropic's IsoView Breast CT imaging system, a 3D technology, aims to improve detection accuracy in women with dense breast tissue. This innovation aligns with the increasing global demand for advanced diagnostic solutions, as breast cancer remains the most commonly diagnosed cancer among women worldwide. For more information, visit the company's newsroom at the provided link. Wearable devices Litid, Neth, strengthens Mudra Neural Technology, blazes the trail in AI wearables market, positioned as the universal alternative to proprietary neural band. Wearable devices Litid is making waves in the AI wearables market with its Mudra Neural Technology, offering a universal alternative to proprietary neural bands. The Mudra Band and Mudra Link allow users to control smart devices with finger gestures, eliminating the need for screens or controllers. This technology has been recognized by a major tech player as a camera-free alternative that rivals gesture recognition cameras. Despite challenges, WLDS saw a five-fold revenue increase to $522,000 in 2024, indicating strong market potential. With the wearable AI industry projected to reach $260.29 billion by 2032, wearable devices is at the forefront of a tech revolution, offering innovative solutions for everyday and professional use. AI news breaks. Micropolis Holding Co., NYSE American, MCRP, reports first half 2025 results and highlights global expansion in AI robotics. Micropolis Holding Co., traded on NYSE American under the ticker MCRP, recently released its first half 2025 financial results, showcasing global expansion in AI robotics. The company saw success with a $15.5 million IPO and deployed its autonomous police patrol in Dubai with advanced AI technologies. Micropolis also formed partnerships with SCE Holdings, Hader Security, and ARXIO, and collaborated with Helsingborg's Hamn AB and MCS Robotics on the box cleaner robot for ports. Presenting at events like the Airport Show Dubai and JITEX 2025, Micropolis solidified its position as a leader in autonomous robotics and smart city applications.
GM loses $1.6 billion as the EV landscape changes. General Motors, GM, has reported a $1.6 billion loss due to decreasing electric vehicle demand and limited federal support, prompting American automakers to reevaluate their electrification strategies. While U.S. carmakers invested heavily in electric vehicle production during the Biden administration, China's electric vehicle industry, led by companies like BYD, continues to flourish. Despite being locked out of some major markets, Chinese companies are outselling Tesla. This shift in the EV landscape has U.S.-based entities like Massimo Group, NASDAQ, reassessing their strategies to stay competitive. Copper prices tick upwards as China releases positive data. Copper prices are on the rise as global demand increases, driven by industries like construction and electronics. China, the world's largest consumer of copper, plays a significant role in global prices. Companies like Tor Metals Inc., Tinti, are closely monitoring these developments. For the latest news on Tor Metals Inc., TNT, investors can visit the company's newsroom. Mining Newswire is a specialized platform focusing on the mining and resources sectors, offering access to a wide network of wire solutions, article syndication, press release enhancement, social media distribution, and tailored corporate communications solutions. To stay informed, investors can sign up for SMS alerts by texting Big Hole to 888-902-4192, U.S. mobile phones only, or visit miningnewswire.com for more information. Investor News Breaks, Optimum Bank Holdings, Inc., American, OPHC to ring YSE opening bell in celebration of 25th anniversary. Optimum Bank Holdings, Inc., OPHC will ring the opening bell at the NYSE on October 27, 2025 in celebration of its 25th anniversary. Chairman Moish Gubin and team will mark 25 years of growth and community service. The ceremony will stream live at 9:30 a.m. ET on the NYSE's YouTube channel. Optimum Bank, founded in 2000 in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, focuses on responsible banking and community partnerships. For more information, visit the company's newsroom.
Global Tech Corp, GLTK, infrastructure, partnerships powering global digital transformation. Global Tech Corp, trading under the ticker symbol GLTK, is making waves in the global digital transformation space, with a focus on developing next-generation infrastructure to support 4IR technologies. Global Tech is expanding its operational portfolio across sectors like broadband, fiber optic networks, cable television, and OTT services. By forming strategic partnerships and acquiring cutting-edge technology, Global Tech is solidifying its position as a leader in AI, big data, and digital infrastructure. The company's growth strategy involves aggregating high-potential technology assets and deploying them efficiently. Stay updated on Global Tech's latest news in the company's newsroom. For more information on AI Newswire and its specialized communications platform focused on AI advancements, visit AINewswire.com.
Mining News Breaks, Max Power Mining, OTC Max XF, Frankfurt 89N, receives license for Canada's first dedicated natural hydrogen well. Max Power Mining announced it has received the drilling license for the first well in its natural hydrogen program in southern Saskatchewan, with drilling at the Lawson target expected to begin around November 7, 2025. President and CEO Mansoor John said the license represents a major milestone supported by the Saskatchewan Ministry of Energy and Resources, marking progress toward advancing Canada's first dedicated natural hydrogen well. The Lawson project, located within the Genesis Trend, will utilize advanced geoscience tools for gas detection. Further program updates will be provided prior to the start of drilling. Max Power Mining Corp, OTC Max XF, is one to watch. Max Power Mining Corp, listed on the CSE as Max X and on the OTC as Max XF, is a company to watch in North America's emerging natural hydrogen sector. With the largest permitted land position in Saskatchewan's Genesis Trend, Max Power plans to drill Canada's first natural hydrogen well in November 2025. Backed by a $5 million investment from a major Southeast Asian energy group and support from billionaire Eric Sprott, Max Power is well-positioned for success in the clean energy market. The company's focus on natural hydrogen as a low-cost, emissions-free energy source aligns with the growing demand for clean energy solutions in North America. Max Power Mining aims to lead the way in advancing energy security and transitioning to sustainable energy sources. Batteries are helping to balance electricity grids. Countries are turning to renewable energy sources like wind and solar power to reduce pollution and meet net zero targets by 2050. However, the intermittent nature of these sources poses challenges for keeping power grids stable. companies like QuantumScape Corp are working on innovative battery chemistries to address this issue. These batteries can help balance electricity grids by storing excess energy when production is high and releasing it when needed. Billion Dollar Club is a specialized communications platform that covers top companies like QuantumScape Corp, providing access to various media outlets and tailored corporate communication solutions for maximum impact.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.